Hello, St. Pete. Welcome back. This is Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor and City Administrator of the beautiful city of St. Pete, and you are listening to Just Getting Started. It's our biweekly podcast where we talk with area movers and shakers, change agents, and visionaries who are helping us to rechart our landscape here in St. Pete as we move along our continuum from great city to iconic one. And I am so excited this morning to have a fabulous guest with us. She is relatively new to our community, I believe.
About 4 years.
So many of us are still getting to know her. She's wonderful. And her name is Dr. Tashika Griffith. She is the provost at St. Pete College of the Midtown campus. And was there one more?
And the Palladium.
Absolutely. I knew that. And we are so happy to have your talent and your skills here. One thing I realized recently, and I didn't know, is that we both did our doctoral work at Northeastern University.
Yes, we did.
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. And I'll share an additional thing that you may not know. I understand that you went to the University of Miami for your master's. I served as the assistant dean at the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
So we have two things in common.
So our academic journeys are on common paths. That's very cool.
I saw it and I said, wow, UM and Northeastern. That's those are great institutions to have in common.
Absolutely. I had a great learning experience at Northeastern. It's a great place to do my doctoral study. And I was just so excited when I saw that. I was like, I knew I loved her for a reason.
Same here.
So you do lots of great work. You wear so many hats, not only in your capacity as provost for St. Pete College, which thank you for that work, but you're also the chair of our Grow Smarter initiative.
Yes, I actually was so honored when the opportunity presented itself to serve as chair for 2020 of Grow Smarter. As many know and some may not know, the impetus of Grow Smarter is really to reduce the gaps, you know, in terms of inequities, economic specifically focused by race and place. So it's something that's very passionate to me personally and professionally. It aligns with what I do as provost. So it just made sense. So when I was approached and nominated, I said, absolutely, I'll make the time because it's a cause that's certainly needed. And I had some ideas from serving actually previously in Grow Smarter as the vice chair for the education committee. I had some really specific strategies and goals that I wanted to see implemented. So it just aligned and it's been wonderful.
Well, it's certainly been an initiative that has thrived under your leadership. So thank you, especially in this challenging time where we really are facing unprecedented obstacles and had to understand as a community how we would continue with those goals that matter to us. And we're so glad Grow Smarter had a really adaptive approach right from the beginning. I'm going to rewind just a bit to make sure that everybody who's listening is with us in the same place. So Grow Smarter is a comprehensive economic development strategy for our city that is focused on inclusive prosperity and equitable economic growth. It focuses on 5 targeted sectors where, as a chamber of commerce and the city came together to commission a study to understand where St. Pete had the best opportunity to expand its economic horizons. Let's see how good my memory is. I was fortunate to sit at the table right at the infancy of Grow Smarter. So I'm proud to have been an architect. But those 5 targeted sectors, and I might need your help, are data analytics, marine and life sciences, creative arts and design, financial services, and specialized manufacturing.
Absolutely. You've got it. Perfect.
Those are the areas where there is a natural convergence between supply and demand, talent pipeline, and the interest and ability to invest in those things. And we've decided as a community to give it really intentional focus to make the most of that as we chart our path forward. And we started on that work right around 2014, 2015, did some studies to understand it. And then there was an important pivot with Grow Smarter, where the focus on equity and inclusive prosperity was really teased out to the top of the focus and intention there. Tell us a little bit about that. Why is inclusive prosperity so important of St. Pete's to be its best economic self?
When we talk about St. Pete, we're talking about all citizens. So we found, and I certainly can attest to this, again, serving as a provost at Downtown and Midtown. and kind of seeing a stark difference in the communities.
Yes, that juxtaposition is...
It is. You come downtown, it's flourishing, the businesses are prospering, and when you head into the Midtown community, there are some areas that are, but primarily, there are a lot of businesses and community members that need help. So it became very apparent and stark to me, the contrast. So I think the importance of Grow Smarter is how can we bridge the gap? How can we truly reduce the inequities so when we drive through, no matter what city, no matter what areas, everyone's prospering? And that's the goal.
That's been so important to us. So we were very proud and pleased as a city to join in that effort and do everything we could to accelerate it and amplify it. So it's about in its sixth year, and we've seen a lot of great changes in our economic landscape due to a lot of initiatives, Grow Smarter certainly included. Income has increased by about 25% across the city since 2014, and our poverty is down 14%. We had a poverty eradication plan to reduce poverty by 30% by the year 2020, and we were able to achieve that. Very good things.
Excellent. And I'm very, very proud to have the city as a partner. Dr. Tomlin, you and the work that Mayor Kreisman have done, hats off.
Thank you.
I know in speaking with community members, as a community member myself, it's been really refreshing to see our leaders be in the community and really stand behind in action what's being said in words. Also, the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, and they're funding a lot of the work that we were able to achieve this year specifically would not have been done without that financial backing.
Tell us about that. Tell us the role that they've played as a funder.
Sure. So the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete funds Grow Smarter really pretty much 100% in terms of staffing. This year, they played an integral role in us pivoting to providing funding support for the needs assessment that we conducted. So Grow Smarter has six workgroup chairs, and we reached out to each chair and asked them, for your topic area, whether it's housing, education, business, what are the greatest needs that you're really, really observing and hearing from community members? They were able to provide us with those needs. So after we conducted the needs assessment, we came up with specific strategies on how to address it. And the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete was able to back us up with some funding support. So specifically this year, we launched supporting 2021 community plan. We provided $50,000 to that group so they can help fund micro grants throughout the South St. Petersburg community.
That's great.
We were able to assist with a lot of businesses, specifically in retail and beauty. A lot of those industries that we know are really, really important to us.
Absolutely.
And that struggled greatly in the pandemic. So we were very proud of that. We have a very strong partnership with the Arts Alliance and the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, once again, with their funding, helped us to really extend a partnership in which we helped up-and-coming artists, established artists, really continue the great work that you're seeing in murals and paintings and sculptures all throughout St. Pete. So we were really, really proud with that. And then finally, we worked very closely with my college, with SVC, to create a scholarship. And I'm very, very proud to say that we awarded 14 community members of St. Pete.
Oh, that's amazing.
Scholarships to retrain them. These are members of the community that unfortunately lost their jobs in service retail and hospitality industries. And we were able to provide scholarships to retrain them in one of the five industries that you mentioned earlier.
That's wonderful. And that's all through the financial empowerment of the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete.
Yes.
Which a lot of people, if they don't have the benefit of an up-close relationship with the foundation, may not realize because of their name that their reach extends so far beyond health.
Absolutely.
And really has an understanding and connection to the causal relationships between the social determinants of health. And they focus on equity and the ways we can solidify pathways to equity in all elements of our city's quality of life, including health. And so the intersection makes a lot of sense that they would play such an important role. And it's pretty awesome. We're fortunate to have them here in the community doing that work.
Absolutely.
You know, when we were right on the cusp of COVID and could see the literal bottom falling out of our local economy, the local stores that are really the backbone and the spine of St. Pete's, not only our fiscal economy, but our culture and the character of our city. We had to quickly adapt and figure out what we were going to do. And we're so fortunate to be in a city where we were able to do that at every turn. All of the institutions that help guide our economy stepped right up, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete, public sector, the county, the city. And I think that we've been able, as partners, to make a big difference in a lot of people's lives. Our educational institutions like yours, St. Pete College, USF St. Pete, and Eckerd.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to extend kudos and thanks to a lot of our business leaders and partners. A lot of people don't realize that a part of the initiative for Grow Smarter was to extend reaching hand of help from business leaders, and they stepped up. And we had a Give Us Five where we asked for business leaders to serve as volunteers. We had lawyers that came in and would provide free legal guidance to businesses that needed that. We had a lot of business leaders that came in and said, as a big business, how can I help smaller businesses, whether it's finance, you know, advice, financial advice, you name it. So they stepped up, and we were really, really proud of the Give Us Five initiative where those big businesses helped us. So,
it was huge. It's an illustration of how St. Pete's living its values and its vision. And that's a huge part of our city's emotional infrastructure. There's no question when there is a need, people across our city step up and fill that need. And so that's great. So in April, the Grow Smarter Task Force did a community needs assessment.
We did.
Is that right?
Yes.
About 200 businesses?
200 businesses. We have business resilience team, our BRT team.
Yes.
So we actually worked very closely with the chamber. Actually, we borrowed some of their staff members. So shout out to Chris Steinacher, president and CEO of the St. Pete Chamber, for allowing that to happen. But the staff members really did an excellent job calling local businesses, gathering information on what their specific needs are. We asked very specific questions about how can we help, whether it's reopening, whether businesses that were open and what your needs were for PPE equipment. We really did, I think, an excellent job compiling that information so we can then do an assessment of how can we then reach back and provide that specific help based on what the businesses were telling us. So the BRT team did a phenomenal job doing that assessment.
Is that something that you think will inform our economic landscape post-COVID?
Or? Absolutely. It has to. I think moving forward, when we talk about this new normal, that has to be a long-term strategy. One of the things initially when I took the chairship, I said, you know, I want to make sure that what we're saying we're doing aligns with what the community needs. Mm. And I think that this is a tangible way to illustrate that. We're saying as a Grow Smarter team that this is what we want to do from the community. Well, we need to hear from the community to make sure that it aligns with what they actually need. So that BRT strategy definitely will be something that's going to be ongoing for Grow Smarter. We want to make sure that as the needs evolve, that we're right there to make sure we understand it and can contribute to the solution.
That's wonderful. And that visionary leadership that you bring, that has been there right from the inception when you took on the mantle of chair. And three priorities were introduced at that same time: to increase overall economic prosperity, to reduce the gap between race and place. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit, make sure our listeners understand what we mean by that. And to create an inclusive community with a focus on collaboration. I think I have those goals right.
Absolutely.
Are those
right? Yes, those are correct.
So let's talk about race and place. When we say we want to narrow the gap between race and place, what does that mean?
I think that it's pretty clear, especially now in our climate, the discussion has certainly increased, but the need has always been there. The stark contrast with our community members who are Caucasian or African-American or Hispanic, Latino, Latina is very evident. And I always remind folks that unfortunately what the health pandemic did was exacerbate an existing issue.
That's right.
It really, I think, removed some of the blinders, unfortunately, that some may have had about these various racial groups. And I think that now the opportunity and what I see is really something that is of benefit is you can no longer say, oh my goodness, you know, this isn't happening in that community. Well, no, you can definitely tell just based on the health statistics with COVID-19, mm-hmm. we're seeing that African-Americans, I think the Tampa Bay Times reported recently too, in Pinellas County are 5 times greater at risk for getting the virus. And then our Latino brothers and sisters are 8 times more than likely to get the virus. So when we see that the evidence,
see the disparities,
and you see
out the
disparity, the data is specifically pointing to the disparity, you can no longer turn a blind eye. We're not living in a day and age where you can just say it's not impacting anybody. We're all in the same playing field. We're not.
That's right.
So I think that now is the time for us to capitalize on what we now know exists. There's a huge disparity. What are we going to do about it? We're making great strides, as you pointed out, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
There's so much work to be done. And I do think that it is a differentiator for our city, and it speaks to the possibilities to which we can all look forward, that work to create such inclusive prosperity is percolating from our business community in partnership with our public sector. And, you know, we're not just a community where those who have continued to move forward, glad that they do, without regard for those who don't. The fact that this whole Grow Smarter initiative was really born out of a vision that the chamber had and understood that it needed to be a partnership with the city, I think speaks volumes. We're seeing that type of work toward inclusivity and equity across our city and our community in many ways. What do you think the next chapter holds? What do you think Grow Smarter's role will be as we continue to move forward? We'll have a new normal. Businesses will thrive as much as they are able in this COVID environment. Those that were well-resourced will find their ways back. Those that were more fragile may have some difficulties. But when we say we want to narrow the gap between race and place, how do we shift that from rhetoric and philosophy? Because we've nailed that as a city. Anybody you talk to almost will agree that's the type of city we want to be. How do we help our listeners understand what they can do to help it be a reality from wherever it is that they fall in the city and in the economic landscape?
Sure. I definitely see Grow Smarter as a convener. We talked about the big businesses and gave an example of how just recently they're helping some of the smaller businesses with their expertise and knowledge and some of the ways that you've seen that they are successful as a big business within the city. So I see us continuing to be that convener to get everybody in the room together collectively to share, to mentor, to give. And giving just doesn't have to be financial. So the question that you posed in terms of how can community members be a part of this, you can simply volunteer. Anyone in the community can volunteer to be a part of Grow Smarter. You can share your expertise, your knowledge base. We need to hear from everyone, whether it's up, down, down, up. So I don't care what position or ranking you hold. I really care about what you know and your passion and what you're willing to give back, because you're right. The action sparks the change, not the rhetoric. So I think oftentimes, and I can say this as a leader, we do a lot of talking, but I think what's so great about having people that are on the ground doing the legwork is they come in and they show you how to implement it and put it into action. So I see Grow Smarter as convening all of those different types to the table.
Yes.
And coming out with a strategy to where we can get to that implementation.
Yes, and having sat around that table, it's a table of change agents who come from their various perspectives and are ready to get it done. So I think that it's great. There is usually a summit.
Yes.
At least once a year.
Yes, there is. And we're still going to have our summit this year. It's going to look a little different. We are going to have a virtual summit. We have a tentative date of November 20th.
Okay.
We're going to narrow down the time and have that marketed and promoted everywhere. So we're hoping everyone can join us virtually. We're looking again to really hear from the community to inform us of 2021 and all of the strategies and goals that we're hoping to achieve next year. So we're very, very excited about the virtual Grow Smarter Summit this year.
Well, we'll help promote that and make sure that we maintain that momentum, because it's so important. This is the time to double down on all of the promising efforts that were unfolding. We had such momentum in St. Pete, and I'm confident with leaders like you, we are going to keep that forward trajectory and make it happen. Such an awesome time in our city. I think on so many levels, as we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion, there's a lot to be encouraged about. We have citizen voices raised at a level that is promising. We have the institutions and philanthropy available that's willing and able to fund it. We have our corporate partners who understand the importance of that and are putting people in place that represent the city in which we live. Looking at this Black Girl Magic in the room right now. How awesome is it?
It is awesome. And I want to add, when we talk about more inclusivity and bringing that to St. Pete, I'm very, very excited to just let everyone know that the president of St. Pete College, Dr. Tanja Williams, will be moving her offices to the downtown campus.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
So when we talk about another edition of Black Girl Magic, you have that. You have someone, you have a leader who cares about all people.
Yes.
Who certainly is passionate about inclusivity and all that it means to the city. Someone that's from South St. Pete.
Grew up,
you know, she planted and bloomed at the college in the city. So we're very, very excited about her coming to our campus and her coming to the city of St. Pete.
Built a career here.
Yes.
And so when we talk to our young people about what's possible, it's not a fantasy. You have people who've done it.
Yes.
Speaking to them, and that representation matters so much. Mm-hmm. So what's next for the college? Let's use our final few minutes to talk a little bit about St. Pete College and what people can expect, because it's such a pathway to that promise and fulfillment for so many people. And it looks to me like you haven't missed a step, even with the pandemic.
We've been very, very fortunate as a college. We all know education is a great equalizer. And the college is, you know, an open access college that's lived and breathed that since day one. We're very, very proud that we were able to pivot. We had about 95% of our classes that were already built out for virtual learning. So when we all had to, you know, we got the mandate that we were working remotely and we had to teach and learn remotely, a lot of our students were already accustomed to that. What we learned through the pandemic was we had to really be more cognizant of the technical needs of our students and our staff, mm-hmm. whether it's Wi-Fi access or technology needs. And we were able to, with a lot of funding from generous donors, CARES Act funding, we were able to supply a lot of the technology and Wi-Fi access. So now moving forward, it's really provided this opportunity of how we think about learning and pedagogy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily have to be a physical person in a classroom with a lecture, traditional right. lecture. So now our president, Dr. Williams, is challenging us, how can we continue to really be at the forefront with creativity and being innovative for our students' sake? So we're going to rise to the occasion, and we have been. But we're also very excited that we're a college that has so many different options, whether it's 2-year or 4-year degree, if you want to get a certificate.
That's right.
Because you don't have the luxury or the privilege to, you know, sit out 2 to 4 years right. and take classes exclusively. So we're very proud that we're here to cater to our adult learners, existing job holders who want to be promoted, who want to advance, or are straight out of high school who just aren't ready to fly the coop and go, you know, too far, and they want to stay close to home with their family, certainly now more than ever. We're here for you. We have so many options, and I'm really, really proud as a college to be a part of that.
It's wonderful. All pathways to higher skill, a higher wage, so that people can step into the fullness of their potential. It's all about opportunity. We try hard to be a city of opportunity here in St. Pete, and the city can have the vision. The city can resource the opportunities, but it really takes like-minded partners who share our goals for us to actualize those goals. So thank you for the role that you play in that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. We'll have you back after we get out of COVID and illustrate a little bit of the many ways that we are truly just getting started. And this invitation to be a part is so authentic. And so if people want to learn more about Grow Smarter and add their voice to the work that's being done, what's the best way for them to connect with you, connect with your team?
Grow Smarter has a website, so you can definitely connect with us on the website, and we have the listing of all of our hardworking staff. Definitely want to extend a shout out to Jocelyn Howard, who is our Grow Smarter manager.
Doing a great job.
She's doing an amazing job. And so if anyone wants to connect with us, I would encourage them to go on our website, learn a little bit more about what our goals are for this year, future years, and you'll get all of our contact information listed on there if you want to volunteer and help commit yourself and your time to helping us.
That's great. And I'm just going to give a little insight into the robustness of that invitation. So Grow Smarter, like we said earlier, is our citywide economic development plan. In so many communities, that would be held close by an oligarchy of a few keepers who've been here for generations, and they call the shots in the city, and that's how things happen. You've been in our community for 4 years, and you are at the helm of this project that is changing the landscape of our economic growth, making sure it's inclusive. I think that speaks volumes about the type of community that we are. It doesn't matter who your granddaddy was or what your daddy did. It doesn't matter if you were born and raised here. There's a place for everybody. not only around the table, but at the head of the table. And so if this interests you, if it's something that resonates with your hopes and dreams, something that you think your business needs, please reach out, because Dr. Griffith is here to help you. Grow Smarter is here to help you. And together, we are going to make this community all that it can be as we move from great city to iconic one. We're just getting started.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Join us next time as we will continue to look at the many chapters in St. Pete's story and all the ways that we are turning our assets into accomplishments that reflect the brilliance of all of the people who call St. Pete home. Thank you for what you do. See you soon.